The question was asked, is there holiness to the Jewish alphabet such that one would have to be concerned not to discard a cereal box with Hebrew letters on it, etc. So the Talmud does reveal to us that there are all kinds of secrets in the Hebrew letters. We have a Kabbalistic work on the Aleph Beis. Rabbi Akiva wrote a Braita that actually is all about the secrets of each letter. The Talmud reveals to us a little bit of it in Menachos. The Talmud discusses why Aleph Beis, Alpha Beta, one should learn, Gimel Dalet, Gomel Dalim. The Gemara asks about the little marks we make or the crowns we make on top of the different letters, that the Dalet is pointing back to the Gimel, he's pointing back to the poor person. Different concepts within the shapes of the letters. But at the end of the day, the Talmud also tells us, and this is ruled in Rambam and in Shulchan Aruch, that the only things that have holiness are either verses from Torah or Hashem's name. Verses from Tanakh or Hashem's name, verses of Torah, verses that teach Torah. Those, when you have Torah, then you have holiness. The alphabet on its own is not considered holy. We would be allowed to discard a cereal box, and we would be allowed to discard anything written in the Hebrew alphabet, and that's not an issue. There are those that want to say that it's prohibited to talk Hebrew in a bathroom, but that's a very big stringency. We see that people don't really go with that. So our assumption is that the only time you have holiness in the text, even though the letters do represent all kinds of concepts, but that's not enough to make them holy. Rav Kook Zatzal was of the opinion that when a letter is used to represent Hashem's name, then that letter alone does have holiness. But again, that's because the letter is used to represent Hashem's name. That's why Rav Kook didn't like using a hey to represent Hashem's name. He said that has holiness also. That's why people will sometimes write on top of their pages Beis Samach Dalet, B'siyata Dishmaya. They don't write Beis Hey, Be'ezrat Hashem. That's why the students of Rav Kook will sometimes write a Dalet to represent Hashem's name instead of a Hey. But again, that's when something represents Hashem's name. But the alphabet on its own, from our perspective, even though the alphabet has a holy aspect to it, it's not to the point where we have any limitations. We're allowed to discard it. There is an opinion that says that the alphabet of the Torah should not be used for anything other than writing Tanakh. And that's why the printers started using different script for writing other things. That's where Rashi's script evolved from. And that's why the Yemenites write in Rashi's script. The Yemenites will not write in regular Hebrew font, but we have our Sifrei Torah. They won't write anything with that. The ancient tradition was that people were careful with this script to save it specifically for holy works. But even though people were careful with that, we still do not say that anything written with that font is going to be holy. That's not the halacha. So again, that font that's used for writing Torah has secrets within it. Anything written with it is not necessarily holy. It depends on the content. Because traditionally that font was given for writing Torah, some have the custom that they won't write anything else with it. And even Rashi's commentary was written with a different font because to save that font for Torah. Our custom is that we're not so careful with that. People do write other things in that font, and that's been the case.